Photos, Haitians seek water, food as country reels from violent protests. By Breitbart News on February 19, 2019. Port-au-Prince, Haiti, AP. Businesses and government offices slowly reopened across Haiti on Monday after more than a week of violent demonstrations by hundreds of thousands of protesters demanding the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse over skyrocketing prices that have more than doubled for basic goods amid allegations of government corruption. Public transportation resumed in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where people began lining up to buy food, water, and gasoline as crews cleared streets of barricades thrown up during the protests. Moïse has refused to step down, though his prime minister, Jean-Henri Sient, said over the weekend that he has agreed to reduce certain government budgets by 30%, limit travel of government officials and remove all non-essential privileges they enjoy, including phone cards. Sient also vowed to investigate alleged misspending tied to a Venezuelan program that provided Haiti with subsidized oil and said he has requested that a court audit all state-owned enterprises. He also said he would increase the minimum wage and lower the prices of basic goods, although he did not provide specifics. Many Haitians remained wary of those promises, and schools remained closed on Monday amid concerns of more violence. "The government is making statements that are not changing anything at this point," said Hector Jean, a moto taxi driver who was waiting for customers. He recently had to buy a gallon of gas for 500 gourdes, $6, more than twice what he normally pays, and he has been unable to find customers who can afford to pay higher fares. "It's very hard to bring something home," he said. "I have three kids." Other goods in the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation have also doubled in price in recent weeks. A sack of rice now costs $18 and a can of dry beans around $7. In addition, a gallon of cooking oil has gone up to nearly $11 from $7. Inflation has been in the double digits since 2014. And the price hikes are angering many people in Haiti, where about 60% of its nearly 10.5 million people struggle to get by on about $2 a day. A recent report by the U.S. Agency for International Development said about half the country is undernourished. Dozens of people on Monday stood outside a financial services company waiting to pick up money transfers from relatives abroad. Among them was 35-year-old Andre Simon, a taxi driver who had been standing in line for at least 3 hours and has been unable to work for more than a week. "I don't have anything at home," said Simon, who drives a small, brightly colored truck known as a Tap Tap. "I need that money badly. Corruption goes unpunished, and people are just really tired of it," said Athena Colby, a human rights researcher who has worked in Haiti. "I can't imagine that things are going to calm down." She said she doesn't believe claims that opposition leaders are behind the demonstrations or that people are being paid to protest as has happened in previous years given the incredible number of people that have taken to the streets in recent days. However, Colby warned that even if Moïse were forced to step down, it would not resolve one of Haiti's underlying issues, how to address corruption. "People are just kind of exhausted with the business elite running the country and retaining control and not knowing where public funds are going," she said. Martelly handpicked Moïse in 2015 to be the candidate for the ruling TEPKL party even though the businessman from northern Haiti had never run for office. Moïse was sworn in as president in February 2017 for a five-year term and promised to fight corruption and bring investment and jobs to one of the least developed nations in the world. His swearing-in marked Haiti's return to constitutional rule a year after Martelly left office without an elected successor amid waves of opposition protests and a political stalemate that led to suspended elections. Moïse's administration previously set off deadly protests in July when officials abruptly announced double-digit increases in the prices for gasoline, diesel, and kerosene as part of an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to eliminate fuel subsidies and boost government revenue. At least 7 people died in those protests, which also forced Prime Minister Jacques-Guy Lafontaine to resign after facing a no-confidence vote in Parliament. _ Associated Press writer Evan Senin reported this story in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and AP writer Danica Cotto reported from San Juan, Puerto Rico.